I'd like to be a wee bit more specific. I think the G8 is going to take place in Gleneagles in Strathearn and around that area. There's a lot of destitute former mining communities and places where there's lots of heavy industry. I come from Dundee. Unemployment is really, really high in Dundee. It's very close. It's the fourth largest city in Scotland. And then around that area you've got Stirling, which is a lot of working class people who don't have a lot of jobs, and then you've got Clackmannanshire with Alloa and stuff, and then Dunfermline where there's absolutely fuck all to do. I think there's a lot of concentration on Glasgow and Edinburgh, and these are two big cities and there's a fuckload happening in there already, so I think we should be focusing more on around that area. Because it's more peripheral to even the state in waiting, you know.
Rather than actually protesting about eight people, that's not what it's about. It's about standing up and demanding your life back and demanding other people's lives back and fighting for each other's rights. It's not necessarily about those eight people and what they're discussing. It's about those eight people controlling your life. I think that the fact that our communities and our lifestyles are all built on consumerism and are all built on basically fucking people over, is not a particularly great thing. And by fighting back and reclaiming your lives and reclaiming communities and reclaiming ways of life which benefits each other and helps each other out rather than doing the opposite is the way forward. Okay, well personally, as I was talking about, these eight people to me don't matter because they are going to be they're getting together to discuss how they're going to control our lives, but to me they don't actually matter, and if we work outside their decisions then that's the way forward, which necessarily means that rather than concentrating on those eight people in Gleneagles, we should be concentrating on our own communities and on people that we love and people that we care about in our own communities and our own cities, and therefore we should... I believe that we should mobilise in our own cities and our own communities and make it more involved and make it more inclusive for people to be able to fight back and to be able to reclaim their lives rather than it be sort of a bunch of activist superheroes going to Gleneagles to fight for other people. Instead of fighting for other people, we should be encouraging people to fight for themselves.
Obviously what you want to see, a massive block of libertarians, anarchists, whoever, every sort of people, rather than usual the spirit and big trot march or whatever. So I would like to see it. I'm looking forward to a lot of people coming. Should be hopefully it's going to be fun.
This music is church psalm singing in Scots Gaelic. The style nearly defies description, with so much of the sound texture relying on the congregation's individual response to the melody and the individual presenter's leading. It was through Gaelic, via the traditional singing style, that this distinctive and emotive swell of sound emerges. It's a very old tradition in Scotland. However, the Scots will be experiencing something completely new in the summer of 2005, something the country will not have experienced before. The summit of the heads of government of the United States, Japan, the United Kingdom, France, Italy, Canada and Germany, which are the seven richest countries in the world, plus Russia, the largest geographically, will be held in Scotland next year. The G8, which stands for the Group of Eight Most Industrialised Nations, is hosted on rotation by the group's member states. In 2005, the summit is to be held in the UK at Gleneagles in Perthshire, which is around 40 miles northwest of Edinburgh. The Dissent Network has formed to provide a networking tool to coordinate radical resistance to the summit. Dissent consists of a network of autonomous local and working groups committed to building resistance, not just to the G8 but to capitalism in general. The network has no central office, no membership list, no paid staff and no spokesperson. It is open to everyone who agrees to work within the People's Global Action hallmarks. The network was formed in the autumn of 2003 by a group of people who have previously been involved in Radical Ecological Direct Action, the People's Global Action, the Anti-War Movement and the Global Anti-Capitalist Movement, which has emerged around meetings of the rich and powerful who exercise political control.
It's kind of difficult to give an introduction to the Dissent Network as a whole because what it is a network of lots of different groups and individuals working on different projects. Basically, it's about resisting the G8. They're coming to Scotland in 2005, and it's something that the G8 is a symbol of the systems of power that are creating so many of the things that people spend their time campaigning on locally and internationally. So it's about using that symbol as a symbol of resistance as well, and bringing together all the different struggles around the UK and around the world to create a big symbol of resistance to that. The network is united around the same hallmarks as the People's Global Action Network. The basic principles are organising by consensus and not trying to control the actions of anybody else. It's a networking tool, it's not an organising committee. There's no one has the power to tell anyone else what they should or shouldn't be doing. It's about people who are doing stuff have a pool of resources and people to bounce ideas off, to fundraise, to share people and resources, basically. The network really exists through meetings that happen every 2 months at the moment, and they happen in a different part of Britain. The first few were in England, in Nottingham, in Brighton, in Manchester, in Bradford. Now we're up in Edinburgh, which is kind of different because, again, it's the networks in Scotland and meeting up with the networks in England and kind of building links. Those meetings are the only real places where the network exists. It's the only places that any sort of network-wide decisions are made, but what the Dissent Network really is local groups, working groups and projects, some of which are represented at this meeting, some of which aren't, who are out there in the 2 months in between meetings organising, doing outreach work, doing actions. Without that, basically what happens in these meetings is really meaningless. So certainly in the beginning there was a lot of talk about long-term aims and the reasons for mobilising for the G8. Of course, the idea is to go further. I mean, the G8 is just a symbol of stuff that is happening, and it's about bringing together campaigns and resistance that's already going on and bringing about new stuff. It's about linking in the environmentalists with the anti-war networks. It's about linking in workers' struggles with student groups. And that will hopefully have a life. I don't know whether the Dissent Network as a network will continue to organise as Dissent, but what it's about is building the links between people who are organising. It's a very, very big public event that people who are unhappy about the way things are going no longer see, or never have seen, voting and government as a way of voicing their grievances, to find like-minded people and go on to keep working around all the many very real things that the policies of the G8 mean in terms of real people's lives. I don't think that the Dissent Network will necessarily carry on in the form that it is now, because it is about building for a very symbolic event, but the whole point is to build resistance into the future.
The G8 first started meeting in the mid-1970s, when things hadn't been going too well for Western industrialists and state leaders. Colonised countries gained their independence in the early 1960s, and the world had been shaken by uprisings in the developing world against their masters. Vietnam was only the most publicised of these. In the West, the social unrest of the late 1960s and early 1970s contributed to a growing economic crisis. And when, in 1974, the global oil crisis seemed close to snuffing out the lights of global economic growth, the ruling classes lost their way. They simply didn't know how to respond. Thus, the G7, then without the Soviet Union, was born. It was a place where the world's top politicians could hobnob with each other and with representatives of global capital. Their goal was to find ways out of the social and economic crisis engulfing the world, ways consistent, of course, with them retaining their power and privilege. This year, the G8 summit is happening in Gleneagles. Gleneagles is a remote location with a luxurious hotel and upmarket golf course. It's a good distance away from any major urban centre. This has become the norm for large gatherings of multinational capitalists and global state leaders. The 2001 G8 summit was held in Genoa, in Italy. This was the last time it was hosted in an urban location. During the protests against the G8 there, one protester, Carlo Giuliani, was shot dead. The Italian Carabinieri police committed hundreds of acts of violence against demonstrators of all political shades, and various business and state institutions were set on fire or damaged. Subsequent G8 summits have taken place in remote rural settings. This means that the state can control and contain the protests much more effectively. It is also difficult for demonstrators to mobilise at the location if there is no mass public transport or a lack of conversion spaces. The choice of Gleneagles has thrown up many issues for the Dissent Network.
It's a wide open area, just off the A9, about 14 miles from Stirling, on between the Stirling and the Perth off the A9. Now, there's two separate golf courses, Gleneagles golf courses, in front of the hotel itself. The hotel would cover about, area-wise, about quarter-mile area of the grounds. The grounds of the hotel have various activities for guests that live at the hotel. They're probably more entitled to use the facilities at the hotel, shooting range, the golf course, tennis courts, all the usual things that the people pay their £400 a night for. I think looking at the blockade there, it would be fairly difficult to do. I thought it was how they're going to seal it off for a start, and I feel if they're going to try to seal it off, there was a road that was central to the front of Gleneagles Hotel, which is about a quarter of a mile from the hotel, sort of the main entrance. That road would be the seem the most probable point of where they would have the seal-off point, because I feel that if they were to block the A9, they would be blocking the main route to the north of Scotland, and I don't think that would be feasible to do that unless they were to put up central bollards on the A9 and maybe turn it into a single-lane traffic, which would cause quite a bit of congestion. But I think if I was a member of the golf club, I'd be pretty annoyed that I couldn't go about my normal activities if I was a member of that golf club. And I think trying to prevent people going about their normal way of life, I think would be a disruption more than anything else. People, I wouldn't be surprised that if some of the senior state members that will be attending the location of the meeting, I wouldn't be surprised if they are actually not based at Gleneagles. I wouldn't be surprised if they were helicoptered in on a regular basis, because it's a very good landing pad area for helicopters to land there, and I wouldn't be surprised if that was what would happen, i.e. someone maybe put up in Glasgow or hotel in Edinburgh and flown from Edinburgh or Glasgow to their destinations at Gleneagles. I mean, as far as people going there to get together to demonstrate, that there's a lot more work needs to be put into that, that, like, i.e. strategies going to have to be worked out and stuff like that, and hopefully this can come through this with the more contacts within the people throughout Europe and who are going to be actually attending, and it's a matter of getting it right.
The Dissent Network is open to anybody willing to work within the hallmarks of the People's Global Action, or PGA. The PGA was founded in February 1998. Hundreds of people from social movements as diverse as the Brazilian Latinist Peasants Movement, Reclaim the Streets in the UK, the Zapatistas in Mexico, radical ecologists from the Ukraine, Maori from New Zealand, and squatters from across Europe all gathered in Geneva for the founding conference. The PGA Network was created as a tool for coordination and communication between groups, movements, and individuals wanting to organise global anti-capitalist resistance and to draw attention to the possibility of alternative forms of social organisation. The PGA and the movements involved within it were instrumental in initiating and coordinating the global days of action against the last G8 meeting in the UK in Birmingham in 1998, the day of action in financial centres around the world on June 18, 1999, and the events in Seattle and around the globe which coincided with the WTO ministerial meeting in November 1999. The Dissent Network held a gathering in Edinburgh, Scotland on the weekend of September 18th. Roughly 100 people travelled from different parts of the UK and beyond to discuss issues surrounding any protests that are organised in the summer of 2005. Some of the Scottish activists present expressed some fears, concerns and hopes in relation to the planning and work they would have to do in the coming months.
I mean, at the very moment we're just sort of in the organisation process, and we've got a lot of people up from down south today, so we're just trying to build links between those and the groups in Scotland so that we can have sort of a unified network of people that can come together. I think it's very important that people from all over Great Britain and of course Europe can come to Scotland and forge links with people here. Not only will that strengthen the network for future protests and activism, but for the actual